I remember I first typed your text in 2009. Summoned your domain as you entered mine. Yo, I sit titillating and tantalizing, contemplating whether or not to search on you for the first time. Yo, your red button play. Yo, fingertips is what a world lays. This is the gateway into a new era. Information across the world can be so scary. Yo, the dark side of the interwebs. Yo, I was trapped inside of your inner web. Yeah. And you saw me something so beautiful and titillating. World of anime contemplating, going crazy. Yeah, fandoms experiencing shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It had me going down quick. Couldn't do school work no more. Couldn't wait to get home and put on the computer. Not for porn, but for more info. About this new world I breathed in. The world of YouTube. I could wish I could sleep in. Yo, then come out of house on multiple Saturdays. Yeah. Eyes low and red like I've been smoking Jimmy Hayes. Yeah. That purple weed, dead violent haze. Yeah. Drop my fucking grades. My grades drop from a B to an A. Yeah. Back down to a C. My dad was beating the fuck out of me. Yeah, they couldn't keep us any worse apart. I was in love with you, girl. Nothing could tear us apart. I love how my fingers stroke your keys and you tease me. Loading screens, the white circles start to bleep. Buffering, cuddling. I got my first girlfriend from a YouTube comment stream. I thank you so much.
Damn.
I never committed to anyone for a minute and such. I was on you for a year just watching videos in the cut. Passing time because I didn't have no friends and you were my only such. I felt like when you were my first breakup, when my internet went out, I broke my computer and couldn't face up. Fuck. Yeah. I said when the internet went out, I broke my computer because we couldn't even link up.
You couldn't link up.
Shit.
Chain mail, we clinked up.
Hey.
Together again, yeah, we inked up. Went to the tattoo parlor last October. Got some shit while I was sober. It wasn't on my ear, but it was on the outlaw. It was on the outer lobe between maybe here and there. But it's over there. And it's over with now. I got my tattoo here. It says, for the tears. For all the tears I shed. For this girl that I had in my bed. I mean, I didn't bed, but you know what I'm saying? I had her in the bed, and while we were in the bed, we were talking and a bunch of stuff led up to that point where we almost did something, but then I was misled. Misled, not in the point of not the relationship wasn't going the way I wanted to go because it was going that way, but it was misled in the point of I wasn't getting none of that good stuff that would have had me have wanted to hug her. But it's cool though. Boris Kojo, he in the movies. More hoes. If I get in the movies, guess what? I'm gonna have more hoes. Not the ones that misled me. Not like the one that misled me. But a couple of ones that's gonna give me head. A couple of ones that's gonna hit me down the right path. In the Pathfinder. Nice one. That's all we ride because we finna find them. Pathfinders. In the Nissan Riders. Yeah, I got a Nissan Altima and it's gonna ride. Good for the ride. I'm good for the ride. Being good. That's why she called me Mr. Ride. Harley Davidson. FOH. Fast Harleys only. That's all she rides. She called me Mr. Mate. She called me Mr. Mate. I missed the date, but I just took her on 2 dates. So we straight. So we straight. What you got for them, Ziggy? Late.
Shit. The internet was the only thing that could relieve my pain. From Shaitan to chocolate rain. Yeah. Nothing could tear my fingers apart from the keys. Yeah. I could travel down to the Florida Keys and listen to the stories from Charles Trippy. The patriarch of CTFXC. Yeah. Yeah, I can travel across seas to Australia to watch vloggers go across the beach. Oh shit. Yeah. Go up to New York and see some new age rappers. Action Bronson's first music video, I was there for that. Yeah. Yeah. And I ain't no lie, I remember the day they streamed the release of GTA 5. Yeah. I was so enamored with Sherman Phillips. His cut hair tattoos with his signature. I wanted to be the villain. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yo, and it saved my life, bro. Yeah, shit. Streaming Kid Cudi's playlist, Mac Miller's Best Day Ever, the Cadillac shit. Fuck. All that shit. I listened to Earl's first project on YouTube. Thank you, Earl, for you being you too. Yo, same with, shit. A lot of shit went down in 06. YouTube shit.
Yeah. YouTube shit. I said, this beat got me feeling kind of lonely. I don't know what to say. I guess I'm lame. I'm lonely. I'm lame. I'm on here scrolling my phone on Skip the Games. Remember them back page days when I'm in the lane? I was lame. Mm. But I was traveling in the fast lane to find someone who wanted me. So I said, what's up with it? But it's cool now. I was on back page. I heard about that from my favorite YouTube page. I said my YouTube page, my favorite YouTube page, the first one I subscribed to, somewhere along those lines. I hate to lie to you. Yeah, I was on there. On there. Like Hugh Freeze. I was on back page. They blew a spot up, but guess what? It's fine, because in a new phase, skip the game. I said I skipped the game. I went straight from the rap game to the podcast game. I said I skipped the phase. I was not in the rap game, but I'm in the podcast game rapping and it's slapping. I say I'll come to Mac it. Why? Because I'm packing that heat, that lyrical heat, that heat your feet, make you beat your feet and run away like, dang, what you got to say? Dang, what you got to say? It's a new day. No, like, literally, it's a new day, but it's cool because we're in here. New yo, age.
I'm sitting here jaded, in California State, eyes low, cuts on faded. Yeah, yeah. Ready to pass the phone, get on the bag pages. I need paper or fashion, attend to lady tasteful. Yeah, something simple and playful. Your leather and lace, I wanna be teased and tamed. Yeah, I pay for you to tell me you love me. You ain't gotta tell me you love me, you just got to suck me. I just want a calm conversation, no one to be fake in front of me. This beat got me feeling lonely too. Met my best friend, but I'm still feeling lonely too. World is apart, I'm working a 9-to-5 for shit. He achieving greatness at school, and I'm left in this dirty ass ditch. But I'll be the nigga in the low point, ready to do whatever it takes. If this nigga need a triple quarter, I won't even fucking hesitate. I throw my whole life away to make sure this nigga gonna be okay. I love you, bro. That's just real shit. Forever, never fade.
I'm picking up what you're saying. You say you love me, bro. Real shit. No offense. You sound so like a bitch. We don't love each other. We in these streets for real. Now I'm just playing. I love you too, my nigga. That shit real. But just because I go to school don't mean I'm better than you. That's the same trap that them fools following up the act at school. They don't even know how to stay humble. Sometimes you ain't got no reason to be humble.
Nigga, I didn't say you was built. I just said I'm proud of you. I realize I ain't shit.
You said I was up there doing bigger and better things and you was stuck in this ditch. But you ain't stuck in shit. You can achieve anything you want to in life, and that's real shit.
That's why we start this shit.
No bullshit. We in this bitch. I ain't gonna never let nobody talk down on themselves. But it's cool,
shit,
though.
Bouncing back in this bitch. $1 million, big dog shit. I'm probably not the dirt to the pavement. Treasure course on my shit. Way so the world on my back. I ain't gonna need no help carrying shit. Yeah. I'm a built nigga. I'm from the Wakandan tribe with beastly built niggas. And we okay with this shit. Yo, your spectrum of changes and your mind changes. My mind's been elevated and lifted. I don't consult myself on anything that I'm nifty. I don't go out and party because I ain't really worried about this shit. I'm trying to make beats and make music for my niggas and shit. Really, I just want to get a little comfortable. I want to master music, make 100K and you just be sitting at the house being comfortable. I want to write an anime. Matter of fact, I've written 4 animes and never one page. Concepts for days on shit. I wrote 7 pages of dialogue just playing this shit. And I do this shit. I don't try hard on Instagram because I ain't no flexing bitch. I ain't got a 6-pack abs and no blue eyes. Hell, I'm just an average nigga with thick thunder thighs.
Damn.
And that's real trill shit. IQ of 145 on some genius level killer shit. And that's real nigga shit. I ain't never been dumb. I just cut myself short and shit. And no one lies to no expectations, but when you fall hard. Yeah. I remember my brother was serving all that hard. And they got caught in the same trap I was finna. I was willing to take my first check and go buy a brick too. I didn't do that shit. I just saved it and kept saving up. On my first computer, I'm going to have to send it back because it wasn't built good enough. When I'm coming back soon, beats going to be churning out, the pie going to be sounding crispier than the toes of a raccoon. Yeah, I'm building up the brand for shit. Zono is taking over in 2020 with the rooster and toe and shit.
Man, I think that's a good place to hold them at today, man. That beat was crazy, man.
Oh, God, it's that Earl shit.
Man, what's the topic is for the folks today, so?
My nigga, as you can tell, I started out with my love story with YouTube. Like, for me, YouTube, when it first came out, I remember when YouTube first launched. All the videos you could find were just people doing weirdest shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, I didn't used to come out when we still had that Ethernet cable internet.
So no, I came out when my Wi-Fi was around.
Oh, shit, I just had Ethernet cable internet.
Man, shoot, a lot. Everybody puts Ethernet cable. It's preferred.
Yeah.
It's the best mode.
But, bro. Yo, real talk. Okay, who was the first channel you subscribed to? I think I know yours. The Black Hokage.
That wasn't the first channel I was
subscribed to. Shit, that was my fuck.
The first channel I remember subscribing to, shoot. No bullshit.
Yeah, him or Susie. I can't remember.
No, it wasn't Susie.
That's talking about for me.
Oh, for you. Shoot. For me, it'll have to be probably, I'm just keeping everything, but probably BuzzFeed. Probably BuzzFeed.
News, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, for me, I remember the 3 channels in order I subscribed to. And because when you first started coming to my crib, I only had 2 subscriptions. Swoozy and the Black Hokage.
It wasn't the Black Hokage because I made Joy subscribe to it when I came here.
Modern War Negro.
It wasn't my Road Negro, same channel. You would subscribe to Blasphemous HD or somebody like that because you were big on him.
Dude was hilarious. And he made me subscribe to Swoozy. Because he used to watch Swoozy Storytimes on his reaction videos. Then I subscribed to Vice because you came over. And I subscribed to BuzzFeed late. I was late. I was when BuzzFeed production game was going crazy.
No cap. I forgot about Vice. I was Vice, BuzzFeed, Watch Mojo. Black Hokage a little bit, but those 3, Vice, BuzzFeed, and Watch Mojo, I've been subscribed to them for legit maybe, what? It's 2020? Maybe like 8 years now.
Yeah, damn.
And I remember seeing stuff.
You a dedicated fan.
I ain't dedicated to it. I ain't really like watching TV.
Yeah, that's fast though. That's what YouTube was though. It was alternative to TV.
It wasn't really like, alternative though. I feel like our generation just was on it because we was on it in school. So like we just used to come home and watch. It wasn't really alternative though, but shit, it was just something everybody was introduced to.
Yeah, fast. Cause like I remember going to high school and tell us you can listen to music on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a minute, I didn't know YouTube had music like that. I was used to watching like content. Like,
I remember when we first started watching YouTube. Here, it was in middle school. It was elementary school. I was watching YouTube when it first came out. I was watching, I was watching YouTube like legit in elementary school whenever it first came, before YouTube was a thing. Well, when YouTube became a thing, so like I was there for like all the first viral videos. I remember like the phase of YouTube I remember like vividly from early stages of YouTube is Happy Tree Friends. because like me and like my homeboys and my friends like back in elementary school just used to watch that shit. I know it was very vulgar, a bunch of blood and gore and stuff, like, but that stuff was amazing for like kids at that time. And it's like maybe legit, this like 2007, 2008. So not right when YouTube had got created, but shortly after I had got into it, and I came down here and I was on the same stuff. But I think most kids our age maybe approach YouTube around the same time, like if not the year of its inception, maybe two or three after. So like most people in our generation and generations under us pretty much like kind of grew up with it, because like I said, started in elementary school, and it's like a pretty decent age to start because you're gonna remember everything. But yeah,
what y'all talking about?
Talking about how like I was watching YouTube in elementary school and stuff like that, and how early I started. Don't fall, nigga.
If I fall,
pick them feet up. Wait, what?
I picked my foot up.
What's the earliest you remember? Earliest you remember watching YouTube?
Real shit, like 12.
12.
Yeah, I didn't get internet in my house. I was like 11.
We ain't talking about it at home. Nigga. We talking about school.
In May Springs, like. Where we from, we really wanna get computer privileges like that. We was in books. And yeah, our teachers was going on websites and stuff.
Yes,
so
yes.
We didn't really use incorporate YouTube to the classroom until we got to high school. Or middle school.
I was about to say, don't say high school, because I remember
like eighth grade. School. But and to be real, y'all, I didn't pay attention in middle school like that anyway, so we did use YouTube. I wasn't paying attention to it.
Nigga, we was in class together. We was on YouTube every day.
That was like 7th, 8th grade, like 11, 12.
Nah, that was 7th, 8th grade. Miss Reed class. Like,
what'd I just say?
Miss Reed lying there. But in middle school, nigga.
Yeah, it's middle school. Like, I don't remember getting on YouTube like that, though. I was more into,
I'm telling you we was on it. Because we was on YouTube, we was on games, we was on everything. Cause we used to stay getting in trouble for it.
Yeah, Silverheads and shit. I remember that shit for sure.
After Tree Friends, we just used to getting all types of trouble on that. But yeah, we was on that.
They used to try to make us cut the computer. They used to try to cut the computers off. We used to go flip the main breaker.
But yeah, man, what else you got to say about it, bro?
YouTube was a big part of my life in high school, though. It was even bigger in high school because I couldn't afford my own Netflix account. Didn't want to pay, and my family didn't want to pay for Dish Network or DirecTV no more. They were charging. That was bad. They were charging out the ass for subscriptions. Price gouging like mud. Like, two people could put a bill of $50 and it still be too much. And, I was on YouTube trying to figure out how to watch free movies. Found 1, 2, 3 movies. What's the name of my favorite website now? Kiss Anime, found all that through YouTube. Found out how to jailbreak phones, all that. All that. Like, you can go on a Japanese website and buy an SD card that would like, with a storage capacity higher than a desktop computer, like all that shit. So, yeah, YouTube was big for me in hustling. I used to hustle my family members. I get SD cards, sell their kids PSP cards for their games. You can hold like 100 games on a memory card and shit. Japanese memory cards, I can change the settings to English. All that. YouTube was big for me. Hey, we became friends watching YouTube videos and getting in trouble for this shit. That's how our whole little clique got together. Our homeboy that was on the other episodes, Brunson, was watching sports. He put us on Hoop Mixtape and House of Highlights and stuff like that.
Brunson wasn't in the class with us, G.
We used to like use activity.
It was me, you, Deshaun, Stump, and Nick. But all of us basically had the same schedule.
Yeah.
Especially in middle school.
Yeah, middle school, we all stayed. Yeah. Well, the only person that got trouble in the crew was Nick. He was sleeping by here. He used to see the teacher coming and wouldn't say nothing. Dirty motherfucker.
But yeah, man, I don't know. YouTube always kind of been in our life, but like I said, we just in that generation. I know it definitely been in mine. Well, it's kind of because we in that generation, though. You got anything else to add to it, Zoe?
Yeah.
Anything to close out on? Why you subscribe to the channels you subscribe to back then? I know it's probably too young to remember.
Need something to laugh at.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, what I like laughing at didn't really play on TV. I like surrealist here. I like shit just beyond what anybody think of. That's like my favorite comedians, Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan. They like, think beyond. Joe. Fred.
So you was on YouTube looking for your for your niche humor.
Yeah.
Okay.
That and with like you said, news type shit too. I didn't come on Vice for a month after you showed it to me. I'd be sending you videos you already seen.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fire though.
Yeah.
That and what am I saying too? I got tired of censorship in TV, like. Everything had to be pushing the ad. I like the fact that I can get content that only thing it was is content. You know, ads, it was trying to sell me, she was just trying to show me an unbiased or in most cases, the biased opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Give me all the facts and let me sort it out for myself. So, like, you could watch adult content as a child and be treated like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plus, a big part of you, too, felt like you were being bad, too. You watched something you were supposed to be watching.
Yeah.
That shit.
Okay. For me, I guess these little closing statements for me. I already done gave y'all kind of the spiel. YouTube been around for a minute. I've been on it since like maybe 1 or 2 years after inception. I'm like a real slick, real OG at this YouTube stuff, especially consumerism.
This nigga coming, that used to be Shady Northside.
That was my Gmail name. Shoot, it was my Gmail name for a minute. I just changed this shit like 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah.
Nah.
But yeah, man, I've been on YouTube for a minute. Just like, ain't too much on like the channels I named that I haven't seen. Ain't too much. If it went viral and it's something I fuck with, I probably done seen it. Watch Mojo. I used to watch their videos every day. I done kind of got out of it now just because I feel like they content done slipped off, because if you make top 10 videos every day, you're going to slip off at some point.
Yeah.
They
Watch Mojo?
I watch Mojo every now and then now, because like just for nostalgia.
You got to wait like a month though, like get string on, get some, and they'll finally stumble on some original shit.
Like, all their stuff now to me still like, it's still like the same, because it's all
top 10s.
Nah, there's all top 10s. I love their top 10s. I love
their conversation. I'm be real with you.
What I like about watching Mojo and what they doing now, even though it's like kind of like branching off, they don't do top 10s every day. They'll still do a couple top 10s every week, but they don't do top 10s every day.
They burnt themselves out this shit.
So now they started doing verses and all this stuff. They burnt themselves out because they were doing them every day. I ain't mad at them, though, because they were making bread. They had a whole studio.
They still making bread.
Because they branched away from it. They knew what they said. Like, they looked at it and they said, yeah, ain't no way we're going to be able to keep this up. Just coming up with top 10 ideas themselves.
Every day was crazy.
Yeah. So now they starting to branch out
like
for it.
TBH.
But that's like another conversation, right, though. What's some other people that you watch?
Blasphemous HD's moved more towards entertainment. He branched out of, like, his reaction videos, mm-hmm, to making skits.
Okay.
Now he's selling real estate and makes vlogs about stories selling real estate.
Uh-huh.
Which I find that dope. Like, he breasts his shit. He still does gaming stream.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Swoozy is like a brand. Like, he's attached with, what's her name? Superwoman. Okay, they're part of that kid friendly, not cussing wave.
Yeah, some way. Yeah.
Yeah, they're part of that kid friendly wave. Mm-hmm. So, like, they do brand deals with, like, Disney or WWE and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, Smosh. I forgot about Smosh, too.
Okay.
I watch Smosh, but I just want to play some games, bro. I wish when I was in high school, I'd have had them buy me Cards Against Humanity, because I could have played this shit in the classroom and just got to know my classmates better about this shit.
Yeah, you play this shit, and I play this shit all the time.
Oh, God, I want to play this shit.
All you got to do it. Shoot, it's the best time to play it, because you can get drunk and play it on everything.
Yeah. That's when the truth come out right now.
Mm-hmm. But you, Cards Against Humanity ain't no truth. That's when Reaper Real Sense of Humor come out, because all it is fun trying to figure out people people different sense of humor. That way you can get like the most black cards.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's all I got to say on.
Yeah, super fight.
Yeah, that
shit.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a couple more card games and stuff. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. But yo, closing statements. YouTube helped me expand my creativity and shit. That's why me and Rooster able to freestyle like we can. I can draw. Rooster can think of shit.
I'll say my own shit. You can say yours.
Nah, I'm just saying. It expanded my creativity. I can do whatever the fuck I feel like doing with a confidence. So you can ask this motherfucker. Well, I started watching YouTube. My drawing skills went crazy.
So for me, I guess YouTube just it was just something to watch because I ain't really watch TV like that. Sometimes I ain't even have a TV like that, so shoot, I just watch YouTube, man. I put hours in watching YouTube. Like, shoot, not too many people watch as much YouTube as me. I got like every streaming platform there is, like literally, but I still watch YouTube like legit maybe 70. Well, not 70. Not 70 hours now, but usually 70 plus hours a week.
Oh, hell, he had cut down.
Yeah, it used to be a lot more than that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But
2 years ago, this motherfucker clocked in 26 a week.
I said 70. 26 is a low ball. That's if I'm holding out. 26
hours. I was saying that being nice.
I remember a couple weeks. That shit was like 112, 120.
Damn.
I'll be in there.
He used to text me this shit. Be like, yo, I got a problem.
I do. But so I don't slow down on now. Yeah, like last week, when I like the other day, I did like shit 9 hours in one day, and the day wasn't even over yet. It was like 4 o'clock.
Slow day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh fuck. Them the best days, though.
Yeah, man. I really just watched YouTube because it was just something to watch. You find your stuff on there. It's something for everybody on there.
We gotta let y'all go. It ain't nothing too deep, but yeah, man.
It's just something to watch, man. That's how I feel about it. Just YouTube. Ain't too much into it. So peace, though, y'all.
Bye. Yo. Coronavirus got me bacteria gang, baby. Germ mist standing on the corner, dime slings. Yeah, 25 for a bounce, 50 for a dub. Shit, don't let the fuck.
That's it.
That's the baby.
Yeah, going up.
Oh shit, wait. Top of $1 million big dog shit.
Yeah, the beat switched up, but we weren't ready for it.
Oh God.
But it's back now.
I had 2 minutes for this shit. Yeah. Coronavirus got my shit.
Damn.
I'm back up in this bitch talking shit.
Damn.
Oh shit, my brain too sick. Coughing up this blood shit.
Damn. Hello. Back I'm away before up. I get it. Damn, I hope I ain't got it. I got the Germex in my pocket. Why? Because I'm clean shit.
Yeah, fingers don't care what you use. Little and 10% alcohol too. Yeah, pirates with the germ missing and shit. Yeah, floating silver, grip sand,
castor oil, vitamin.
It's amazing, niggas buy shit paper, no vitamin.
No vitamin.
Vitamin is if you gon' get the shit, if you cut your hands and don't do the shit. Wash your hands and don't touch shit, don't belong to you, that's the shit. Yeah. Oh, stanky nasty ass motherfucker.
Hey, I wanna say they stanky because they buying that toilet tissue.
Fuck that shit, bro. You know what the fuck that they doing. They shaking niggas' hands, they don't even know what the fuck they been doing.
You know what? Also, I just thought about.
What?
When you in your house, and you take a shit, and that shit come out, guess one thing you don't do after you flush that toilet and that shit go down?
What?
Wash your hands. That's why they keep buying that tissue. I mean, they got soap, shout out too, but it's on a different subject. They only use that when they out.
You know what's fucked up?
When they in the house, they only buy
the... Not a motherfucker about the cheap shit. Cottonella and Charmin shit. Ain't nobody buying the baby wipes because they don't want to touch their baby shit. Yeah. Real talk, Gorilla Zone got a game lock. Bought all the baby wipes, bought the whole island of motherfuckers. Cause you go to the baby wipe, you ain't gotta use that much toilet tissue. And you that much toilet tissue, then you still got a little bit of your money left with you.
You know what? I'm smart.
It's fuck.
I ain't buy no tissue.
Well, nigga.
Only tree bark.
Yeah. My nigga. Real tree talk. Bark. Press tree bark, get you rocked off. I may have some splinzy ass, but you might pull them out.
It's cheaper. Well, and you know what else?
Hey, pine cones and shit. Them ridges, he'll get the pine cones shit.
I'm talking straight spike.
All night. I'm trying to pull a pine in this album now.
I see what you're trying to do.
That shit painful.
Be back.
God damn it.
Don't cough on me.
Out there oriental shit. That shit got me all in coughing shit. What's that shrimp fried rice and shit? No more Asian women on the menu.
Hold up.
Cause somebody low key racist. I don't give a fuck.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
I don't give a fuck.
But you know that was wrong.
I don't give a fuck.
It's the end of this song, but I'm coming back with it. Yeah. That's the beat. I said, I'm spitting. I said, one thing about me, I got a little bit of a little rhythm.
Yeah, I said, I should never let that little bitch spit. Damn, I'm gonna still miss that little Asian bitch. Now I think about it, she was coughing too much, she hit the blood and shit. I just rolled it off and she was a baby lungs. So I didn't even think about the shit.
But you know what it was? It was high. And in between every sneeze, she was high. I said she was high, but I meant she was sneezing in your eye. But you were too high to understand because you was down on three bowls.
Fuck the part, I didn't even get it in. End up fucking her best friend. I just finished her a little bit. Gave her a little bit sick again. She slipped a little sloppy top of her friend name and couldn't wash. Like she wasn't really paying attention, but that bitch know she wanted a cop.
Shit,
you know I was slanging this journey mix. Hey, that blue bottle, them blue tops, that red shit, that Gucci shit, that pure shit, that trill shit, that hood shit, that glitter shit. Had every type of journey and all the country, this new shit.
One thing I say, in a time like this, you only need one thing, and it's the red diamond. I mean, Viagra. Why? Because you fuck all night. You ain't get that shit. Why? Because you don't sweat it out. And I'm talking about through the tip of your dick on your bitch forehead, bitch.
Rooster. That blue chew gets you through too. Maybe knocking hoes down till their pussy lips turn blue.
But you know one thing ain't nobody ever going to use? That's Cialis.
Oh, hell no.
Because if
that's supposed to this shit, why?
Who gonna use a yellow pill when you out here smoking this pill? I mean, trill. I mean, we in here off that blue pill.
Real nigga shit, too. All the brothers' pills, y'all, but all color blue. Leave, blue chew, Viagra 2. Leave, blue chew, and let's not forget the OG. It's Viagra blue chew.
But hold up. They got aspirin, too? I mean, blue aspirin. That's out the blue. They came out the blue. Like, it fell off yesterday.
Oh, God.
I mean, it came out yesterday.
How blue is they blue?
They sky
blue? Blue?
No, but it is sky blue.
Blue tight like blue? On that match jersey blue?
It's sky blue.
Is that a Memphis jersey blue? Is it Dallas Cowboys jersey blue?
There's too many blues. It's giving me the blues. Mm. It's giving me the blues. It's the only one blues I know, and that's that Mississippi blues I hope.
Yeah.
Cover on the
bottom. Is it blue?
I don't know.
Is it baby blue?
I don't know.
Is it San Diego Chargers powder blue?
I heard it was Memphis blue.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I mean, Tigers.
Oh, shit. Is it Boise State Cofield blue? Is it
not that blue?
Is it Kankini blue?
There's too many blues.
I know 50 million shades of blue. Is it your phone case color blue?
I hope not.
Is it my phone case blue?
I don't know. There's too many blues.
Shit.
I say, give me the blues. Guess what? These people out here got the corona. I mean, I was about to say corona.
They got the corona blues.
I said corona.
Ain't no lying, bitch.
They got that flu.
Ain't no time, bitch.
They got the blue flu.
Oh, shit.
So you
they
only
got
need one thing.
Blue flu?
If it's blue flu, you need blue too. And I said blue too. Why?
You need fuck all night with you too.
And it come out, you sweat it out your dick on your bitch forehead like that. Bitch.
Yeah. And my 22-year YouTube can be true blue and tight light blue. Coronavirus, long-term effects might fuck around and make you kill you. Man, Roos, let's talk about this coronavirus, bro.
I mean, you know, it's only one bop, and that's that corona bop, man. So we have to pull up the bop beat one time, you feel me? And that's real talk. Real high-tech beating.
Real shit. But yo, the short time defense of the coronavirus is a nigga's gonna be out of pocket and stacked up on toilet tissue for a minute. I don't care. Like, people stocking up like they already, like they gonna get it. Like, if you wash your hands,
mm-hmm.
wipe your ass, wash your hands again,
mm-hmm.
germ mix, vitamins.
Nah, you don't really have to germ mix.
But yo, since they paranoid, let's give mm-hmm. them the extra step, because I'm gonna be bitch made about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, and don't be around anybody who appears to be sick.
Yep.
Cause like, I'm a sick motherfucker, Rooster a sick motherfucker. You cool to be around us, because we don't get sick no way. We got the immune system of a horse.
Hmm. Good. I will horse. Say.
Secretary and shit.
I will say, though, it is pollen season, too. So people can be out here sneezing and coughing.
Yeah.
And, other than a couple of choice flu systems, you're going to have, like, the two main ones. So it's going to be like, uh-oh, now. You feel me? Yeah, it's going to be like, I can't tell the difference. Yeah, yes.
Some
niggas
going to be out here paranoid. Here,
mm-hmm. Though.
That's, I ain't gonna lie, the only reason we had mass hysteria, though, because the president reported it to be a pandemic. It's only a pandemic. It can only be a pandemic if the whole population is at risk of it.
Technically it's a pandemic, but the WHO has like refrained from calling anything after what the SARS outbreak or some outbreak back in the day a pandemic, because technically there's three different types of, I'll call them demics. I mean, you got something that's endemic means
epidemic, pandemic.
No, I'll break it down for you. You got something that's endemic, like an endemic disease. That's in America, that'll be like the flu or something. That's something that's always,
yeah,
that's something that's always present in the population. It's always present, but that doesn't mean it's always spiking. Epidemic is when it spikes out of the ordinary, and then you'll have a pandemic. And that's when epidemic spread. That's when the epidemic spreads to other countries.
So shit getting real.
No, it's not so necessarily getting real. That just means it literally just means it spread to other countries. Oh, that's shit. Like the definition of.
And like that word inspires so much fucking panic, though.
Nah, you already know my reason why I think they panicking.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's because they.
Damn good reason. Explain it to the podcast again, so they don't know.
Because Asia is used to dealing with diseases. Well, there's a couple of reasons, but Asia, the reason why everybody started panicking is because they saw Asia, China in particular, panicking over coronavirus. And they're like, oh shit, if China panicking over coronavirus, that means it must be serious. So everybody else started panicking too. That's why like everybody was hysterical about people getting it when the mortality rate for it is like the same as like other versions of the flu. Because if you don't know, the coronavirus is a type of flu.
You know it's fucked up to me.
Because flus are technically coronaviruses, but this one right is COVID-19. Huh?
You don't want to know why it's a pandemic.
Why?
Black people ain't getting
it. Huh?
Black people ain't getting it.
But black people were getting it, it'd still be a pandemic.
No, it would.
Mm-hmm.
It just like crack, just like AIDS.
No.
They wouldn't give a damn about us.
They called the Ebola a pandemic. We only
two had people had it in the United States.
Okay to hear. They was out of pocket for that pandemic.
Oh, God.
If anything, they would have called it a pandemic when three people would have got it. You feel me?
Oh, God.
But no. Nah, though. it technically is a pandemic by definition, but they don't mean it's something we got to be panicking about. It's just a word. Pandemic don't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. I mean,
I'm mad about it.
You don't be mad about it. Don't mean it's going to go anywhere.
Damn, man. This shit. We be panicking about shit in hell. Ain't no basketball to watch. Ain't no football gonna be played. No soccer, no baseball.
So I'm cool on that. Get them niggas a break. As long as they get
fuck
paid.
It.
Good.
Run, nigga, run.
I. You goddamn slave, man.
Man, fuck this shit, bro.
Hell nah, get them niggas a break. Fuck it.
Oh, God.
That's
messed up, too, though, because, like, if they don't plug it, they still get paid.
Yeah, they can still get paid. Contract. Oh, yeah. Contract.
Let's go, bro. Go ahead, then. Bro, sit down.
Hell yeah, chill out. Well, for the people that's under contract, yeah, they get paid, but that's mostly
everybody. Man, mostly all sports are under contract. Like, you don't just play for fun. Yeah. So
unless you're on the practice team or something. Nah, if you're on the practice team.
Oh, shit. See, you mad as hell.
Yeah, but hey. Shouldn't have been on practice team. Should have worked your way off of it.
Hell nah.
You knew that Ronan was coming. You knew that Ronan was coming.
Some dudes rookies though. They can.
You hear me? They knew that Ronan was coming.
some dudes rookies though. They didn't know that shit was coming.
Shit, most of the rookies that's in it doesn't. I ain't hot. Believe it or not, most rookies under contract. Huh? Oh yeah, most rookies under contract though. They're under some type of contract.
Difference.
Been too.
Yeah, this shit gonna have a weird long term effect on the world though, because people gonna still gonna be living in fear this shit coming back when it stops.
Either they'll live in fear, they'll.
I start taking precaution against it to know how to combat it.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I bless myself. But, hold up. I sneeze in threes, it might be another one coming, but.
It ain't coming?
Nah, it ain't coming just yet, but one thing I will say that. Hold up, I forgot the topic, man. I mean, I forgot
what you were talking about. Long-term effects of coronavirus.
No, I forgot what you were just talking about. I remember.
Oh, I just said, shit. Fuck.
Like, exactly.
What did I say? Oh, yeah. Long-term effects of coronavirus is that either people going to live in fear of it, mm-hmm. or they're going to find a different way to combat it through science.
Oh, yeah, I remember what I was about to say now. I was about to say that. Like, it could be that, or it could be, like, how people... I mean, measles... And the plague are technically still around today. Yeah. And nobody be tripping about it because, like, it's.
We got vaccines for this shit.
Yeah, and it's endemic. So, like, it's endemic. It's not, like, endemic to where, like, maybe 100 people get a year, but it's endemic in the fact that maybe two or so people get a year. And it's, like, anti-vaxxers and stuff.
Let's be real, though.
COVID-19, because the flu is taking the coronavirus.
Yeah.
COVID-19, it'll just be. I feel like
it'll be on your list. Like, this can affect some people.
Yeah, or it'll just, or we just start treating like the flu and shit.
Like, that would be, like, to me, normalizing. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like, not normalizing, but, like, okay, you got coronavirus. Ain't a big deal, bro. Get you some bed rest, drink you some fluid.
Nigga, it's not a big deal, no.
But, you know, some people making a big deal.
They making a big deal.
Because it's new.
Because it's new and because they don't want it to get to that point.
Yeah.
But I mean, shoot, but that's how I feel like the long term effects of it. I ain't talking about now, but that's how I feel like the long term effects would be.
Long term effects, that's what I hope they do, like make it like the flu and shit. Like, if you get it, ain't a big deal, bro.
That's if they don't make a vaccine for it. But hell, they ain't made one for the flu yet, so shit.
Can they?
Well, they got flu shots, so they might just crank up flu shots and have a coronavirus shot. You never know.
I'm not, but that shit causes mutation instead of missing two different versions of the coronavirus.
Shoot, coronavirus already evolved. Coronavirus involved on the West Coast. I want to say in like Washington, California. I mean, and the thing about it, one thing that since it evolved so early, it evolved like maybe after a couple months of like the outbreak happened. So it's evolving fast. So that might be one thing to worry about. It's evolving pretty fast. Yeah. That's a
why does this shit feel like a giant game of plague?
It's a game of plague, but I will say the play ain't playing it too good because niggas ain't dropping like they need to be if you're trying to win. That's all I'm saying. If you try to,
quit giving tips to the game.
I ain't giving tips, but nigga, if you playing, you losing, motherfucker.
Oh, God, nigga. Yo, the global cure effort is already at 95%.
Because everybody know if you play plague, the first country that you infect first is somewhere in Africa because we.
Oh, like, God. Yo, who up? Ebola would feel like a rage quit session.
I'm telling you.
Because they could have been some damage if they felt like.
I'm telling you.
They had the perfect disease.
But.
It spreads through air and sweat. What's the name of it? On Play Again. They had the infectivity rate on Ebola high as hell.
Oh, yeah.
It feel like this shit, it ain't deadly, and the symptoms are low key. So that means either this shit gonna spread like wildfire and mutate like a bitch or something.
Right now it is, but hopefully like what I was telling you earlier, like yesterday, like we live in Mississippi for those of y'all who don't know. So like Mississippi, we have open sewage in like most of the rural parts. So basically, I was telling him, I was like, bruh, no cow. If it gets to like rural Mississippi, this shit gonna spread like wildfire. You ain't got no choice, man. I mean,
it's not airborne.
It's not airborne, but prolonged exposure. You can't contract it through prolonged exposure.
Fuck that shit. We out here. Treat the shit like the flu. Mm-hmm. And yo, thing is though, I'm looking at symptoms. It's not the best way to survive is to force yourself to eat while you got it. So your body will constantly be shitting.
Mm-hmm.
So you got diarrhea, because that's what kills people. Like when you have diarrhea, you ain't drinking enough, you ain't eating enough. I ain't never had that problem. Oh God, that's the problem of being a burly boy.
That's all I gotta say about this topic. So you got anything else?
Yo, stay safe, y'all. Motherfuckers out here going crazy.
Yeah. One thing I will say, it's one thing to stay clean too, but also make sure y'all body microbiomes are all right. So like, don't be too clean. I mean, it sounds redundant to say.
Like, don't do no cleanses and shit right now.
No. Like, because your body has a natural microbiome and it's certain bacteria that you need. So like,
to survive.
Yeah.
Eat you some blue cheese and some dirt. You'll be alright.
Yeah. Eating dirt ain't a bad idea. I ain't gonna say do this shit on the regular, but you know what I'm saying. Don't
expose yourself to some shit so in case you need it.
Expose yourself to stuff to keep your immune system active. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your immune system get.
Don't be like Woody Harrelson and hold up in your white room.
Yeah.
A bubble boy type shit.
But shoot, that's all I got for him.
Pop that bubble, motherfucker. Go, 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 go. Bless up. Yeah, taking off in outer space. Yeah, oh girl, want me outer space? What? Yeah, send it to the rooster. Cock a little do. Go, finish her.
Ah. Yeah.
Tell you to the homie.
Yeah.
360 when you're gone, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Kamehameha.
Dang.
Rappers blow up quick, but they can't last. Oh, yeah.
Dang. I said, Kamehameha. I whip that thing Wu Top. I whip that thing high. Yeah. Yes, I kick that thing in the job. What I said, I'm gonna kick that thing in the job. Why? Because I'm in it, y'all. Please don't touch me with that. Raw. I mean, raw. We don't smoke on raw rolling papers, we don't do backwards. Yeah, we do splits, we do blunt, but we don't do that raw. Why? Because we don't like that shit around our job. I said, what you got, Zo? I said, it's in the pot, Zo. Cook it up. Turn the heat on. I said, light it up. I said, pipe it up.
Yeah, yeah. Been banging hard like UFC 3. P.O. Elbow spin their back kick to the floor. Ground their pound, jaws broken all over the floor. Spare teeth missing, bitch. Can't swallow no more. Oh shit, talk too much. Now we can't blow up. Oh shit, talking shit. Can't release music. Signed a bad contract like these young niggas. 360 deals got them locked up on tip. Yeah, we talking about the strikes. They ain't popping no more. They ain't hopping no more. It's so. Now for the offers and goals. Now they gone. They waved this vote. Dang.
I'm on a new contract. Why? Because last shit was whack. Why? I'm on a new level. Like a new belt. Like a new bezel watch. Like a new bevel blade. I'm in there. Why? Because it's beat right and I'm swimming in that swim well. It's in. I said, we in the life swim well. Why? Because we been here. We up there. We ain't going nowhere. We coming down. Ground and pound. Taking your bitch. Ground and pound. But you thought I was going to say something else. But we ground and pound. Yeah. But not the message followers. That's what we don't do. We hit and holler.
Yeah, level up like Jack and Daxter. NBA 2K crossover. Kobe Bryant till we remastered. Spin move like Crash Bandicoot, and we flew the coop, about to go into the rooster's coop.
You said rooster coop. The two dough with all the hens up in the coop. That coop. That's a double entendre. That mean I'm with your mama. Why? Because she got the llama. She shot it last night. You heard that gunshot. What you thought that was? You thought that was us on the flow market. Why? Because we mopping no shit. We like Blueface. We coming through. We mopping your shit.
Cut it. You gonna have to cut it. But we ain't done yet. Because we still gotta talk about Uzi's bad contracts. Had to cut the shit too short. If we still on this money, he'd be still a foot short.
So what's the deal, though? What we talking about today,
Zo? We talking about a hot take that I disagree with immensely. The hot take is Lil Uzi wouldn't be so popular if he dropped music consistently. The only thing keeping him so talked about is he can't drop music. I firmly disagree.
Why you disagree, Zo?
Because something about Uzi coming out of nowhere in 2016 drawed everybody to him. Mm-hmm. That fun, playful energy, that, all that. Mm-hmm. He still have that if he wasn't in a bad country.
Uh-huh.
He already had eyes on him. Not for just for music, just the vibe in general you got off Uzi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that will fade away simply because if you drop too much music.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think Uzi is smart enough to like manage it. He wouldn't drop so much music consistently. He wouldn't do like two projects. I think Uzi will limit himself to like one project every 2 years if he could have.
Mm-hmm.
Or two projects every 2 years. Think about it. He really didn't have a plethora of music out when he popped off like that.
Yeah.
Each project was like 2013, was like, hold up, 2015, 2016, 2018, and now 2020. So he really is, because he's music consistently. He just talks, he just teases us with music so much.
Nah. His last project wasn't in 2018, 2017.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah, still, that's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might not release another project in 2023.
I mean,
should he not know?
Nah, I wasn't gonna say that. Has Uzi been consistent? No. Has he been consistent in releasing music? No. Uh-huh. He's been consistent in the quality of music.
Hell yeah.
But not necessarily.
He's gotten better,
but he hasn't been consistent with his. With the releasing of his music, but that's halfway to do with the contract that he signed. But his music quality has been consistent, but not so necessarily his release. I know what you're trying to say, but nah, if we're talking about it time wise, yeah, releases haven't been like
super evenly.
Consistent. Yeah, they haven't been consistent at all. But that ain't his fault.
The inconsistency of his releases make him consistent. I don't expect the Uzi project. Like, I don't expect the Kendrick or Cole.
Nah, but you would. If it was up to Uzi, you'll get Uzi projects consistently. That's what I'm saying. It's not Uzi doing that. Unfortunately, he was in a contract.
Bad contract.
Yeah. That was
similar to Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm.
This wasn't on Uzi's purpose, though. Uzi wasn't trying to do this for the sake of so-called art. He was trying to release his music when he wanted to, and he wanted to do it consistently because he wanted to feed the fans.
Alright, so I compare him, like, since the comparison is always going to be there, him and Trippie Redd. Because Trippie Redd releases good sounding music so consistently to the point where it's...
Who compared Uzi and Trippie Redd?
A lot of people, like the Brady Dreads, the melodies, the flows.
Hmm.
Not people, in my head, it's always going to be the best that came out around the same time, too. Like Lil Uzi feels like, Trippie Redd feels like the Super Saiyan version of Uzi.
Uzi came out 2014. Trippie Redd came out 2016.
2 years?
So that's a big 2 years.
Yeah, still the SoundCloud generation.
No.
Face tattoos and bad dreadlocks.
But they, Uzi was way big before Trippie was big.
Yeah.
Uzi was big before Trippie was big.
I'm talking about, like,
I mean, if you don't make that comparison, though, you might as well rope Young Thug in there consistently.
I do.
But people ain't comparing them. People comparing them, and they stupid. But nobody comparing Uzi and Trippie because they do two different things. Their rap styles are totally different. Uzi on like a melodic. He leans towards he on more melodic style. Don't give me that face because you don't listen to Trippie Discog. Trippie Discog is more like, so if it had to be compared to rock, because if we compare both of their stuff to rock, it's two different completely type of rock. Because they both have rock influences. Uzi's would be more so out. The Trippie would be more so screamo metal. Uzi do not scream in his stuff like Trippie does. Trippie screams in his stuff all the time. That's like one of his trademarks. Like, if you ask somebody if they listen to Lil Uzi, I mean, not if they listen to Lil Uzi, but if they listen to Trippie Redd, they'll be like, hey, you talking about that screaming dude? I'm like, you talking about he screaming like he's 6'9 to somebody. But people do. I hear that more. I hear people roping Trippie Redd and 6'9, but I don't hear people roping Trippie Redd and Lil Uzi together. But I could see the comparison between Lil Uzi and maybe a Young Thug. But still, that's not the same. Yeah, I don't think people like, if people are comparing Uzi to anybody, then they stupid. I don't be listening to Uzi. People shouldn't even pay them any mind.
But what, hey, yo, to all rappers out there, anybody thinking about being a rapper, don't sign until you got at least 7 mixtapes. 7 good mixtapes that's blown up.
Shoot, don't so sign at all.
You're going to be signing somewhere, distribution deal or something.
Distribution deal, not really signing, though.
I mean, you got to sign
you
a contract somewhere in
the game. You can partner.
Yeah, you got to sign a contract somewhere in the game. Just make sure you got control of your masses and you control your release dates and shit.
So what you mean by signing? This is another talk. What you mean by signing to somewhere?
Like, don't give them 100% control over your shit.
No, I'm talking about what do you mean by signing?
Like, I think it's okay to sign a management deal. Don't sign a record recording contract. Don't sign a 360. Don't sign anything.
But that's management deals. See, I think management deals, I don't mess with them. I wouldn't prefer people do them. I know people used to do it back in the day. Maybe if you small and you ain't got no type of buzz, but you got quality music, then maybe sign a management deal. But just make sure that shit fire. But if you popping on SoundCloud and stuff, don't sign a management deal. Just find, well, most stuff is digital anyway, but you still probably want to sign to somebody for like a distribution. And if you sign to somebody for distribution, you can sign a big ass company. You can sign a big ass companies. You don't need to sign to somebody like branched off, like, yeah, let's say 300. You ain't got to sign to 300. You can sign directly to Warner Brothers or Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just for distribution. So that they only in charge of helping you, like, get your shit out there.
Let's say somebody like Edge, he's saying that $3 million deal. He signed to what? If he signed to a parent company, if he signed to a branch company, if he signed to a parent company, he could have got exponential more.
Well, most parent companies won't pick people up. They'll pick you up for distribution because they ain't got to be as hands on. Yeah, they ain't got to be hands on because you basically doing
you on the roster, but you ain't.
Like you on the roster, but you ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? They just put your name out.
If you need us to like push you somewhere, we can.
Not really push you somewhere, push your product.
Yeah, like, hey, yo, you got some fire? We can put that fire over here.
Yeah, but we can get it played on this radio station. Yeah. But they ain't gonna miss.
They always gonna put your shit under the big artist shit. Dude is popping on the label. Like, let's say you signed to Atlanta. Who else signed to Atlanta?
Atlanta for what though? We talking about Atlanta for management deal or
distribution?
Okay.
Let's say who's a top artist signed to Atlanta? Just full deal.
I don't know. I don't keep track of this stuff.
All right.
But
let's say Apple Music Bell. Apple Music Bell. You signed Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
You got Chance the Rapper, who supposedly has a deal with Apple Music.
You got Drake.
And you got Drake and you got 21 Savage.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna stick all your shit on their shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they gonna push them first, but your name still gonna be in there. That's pretty much how distribution deal go. Right? Am I wrong? They're going to sell them at face value. They're just going to shove your stuff in there with them.
Nah. Distribution just basically, once you put a project of stuff out, it's under that name. So anything like, not so necessarily go under it. Huh?
Nah, you straight.
It's not going to necessarily go under it, but what it will do, what the distribution will do is, like, if you put out something, all the platforms and stuff, like, especially with Apple Music, that's a good example. You see, if you got a distribution deal with Apple Music, it's gonna be on all the Apple Music stuff. But it ain't gonna necessarily be up under anybody, because if it's like the only thing that come out that week, it's gonna be number one. But it's gonna be on everything that Apple Music has a hand in. It's not gonna be second to anything. It might be second to something if you and the Apple Music artists release something on the same day. But hey, that's politics.
Mm-hmm.
Should have signed a management deal if you want that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, you're not gonna necessarily go.
So what's your opinion on hiring an agent?
Most people have agents, but agents different though. Because agents,
it's another part of the business though that we discuss too. Like,
agents are good. I mean, agents are cool because like they basically keep the artists from having to deal
with riffraff.
Yeah, having to deal with the riffraff and the paperwork. But they not necessarily in conjunction with
record labels, like, not at all, because you can get somebody from your hood to be an agent if they know that type. If they know that type of business,
don't ever get somebody from your hood to be your agent. Let's just be real.
We can say that was true. It's always special. It's always special cases. You might be like a kid from Beverly Hills, and you might have a record.
No, not that. We talking about.
I'm talking
like you from the bluff, like you from the bluff, or you from damn bumfuck East. Don't get Ray Ray because he got a cousin out at the radio station.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you know somebody that's been an agent, got experience in the industry.
Well, they got ties in the industry. They can move in.
Don't get nobody that's not no that doesn't have experience.
Well, I'm gonna be your agent. If you got a beer can in his hand while you negotiating, don't get that nigga.
Nah, but if you got somebody in your hood, well, it won't even be a hood if you got somebody in there like that. But if you got somebody in your neighborhood or something. And they know something about the industry. It's cool. But I don't think most people have agents. That's why agents can't like really be a bad thing, because like everybody you name gonna have an agent. Because agent, like I said, it's just somebody to keep take care of your stuff mainly while you try to focus on.
Why you making old faces, man?
This dude over here trying to get on Instagram live, he making hella light skin faces and shit. Man, that nigga was making faces, bro. I wish this thing was live recorded. But yeah, man, that's all I gotta say about it.
Oh man, what else I gotta say about this?
Hold up, you wanna go back, hop on the back to the main topic?
Yeah.
Uzi. So, closing statements. Well, not really closing, but how you feel? Wrapping it up.
Uzi released the top 5 album of 2020 already.
Already.
He's released a top 5 and the little special of the top 5 in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he has over 1,000 more tracks that he can release.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he doesn't release them all at the same time and flood the market with this shit and disappear.
This similar, like, what this remind me of is releasing for Eternal Takedown and the Love is Raised 2.
Yeah.
Well, is it Love is Raised 2? No, it's not Love is Raised.
Love versus the World.
Love versus the World. It reminds me of, like, 2016 or 2015, that little gap where he was, where he had like Love is Rage.
Love is Rage was 2015, late 2015, going into 2016.
No, so I'm not. Right. Yeah, I'm trying to touch a point though. Like him releasing these two back to back kind of reminds me of that period where he released like Love. No, it wasn't Love is Rage. It was Lil Uzi versus the World and
Scott Ramone.
Yeah, Scott versus Ramone. It reminds me of that little segment there.
What was it? I can't remember. It was.
Nah, that's it. He dropped 2-1.
It was a Scott versus Ramon, I don't think.
It's something like that. It's literally those three words.
Love is Rage.
No, it's Scott versus, if it's not Scott versus Ramon, it's something like that. Hey, no, you thinking about the song.
Yeah. Scott versus Ramon was a song on that tape.
It's Love.
I can look it up.
Nah, it's...
Because it's on Spotify.
Dang, what's the name of it, man? That's Love.
Don't worry, I will find it.
The Perfect Love Mixtape. It's something like that.
The Perfect Love Tape.
The Perfect Love Tape. That's it?
I think that's it. I am 90% sure that's it.
Hello, y'all.
Perfect Love Tape, yes.
Okay.
Got Do What I Want, Original Fly, Original Uzi, 7 Million.
Let me see what it looked like. The cover. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, perfect love tape.
Yeah, but this gap in the past couple of weeks, it just kind of reminds me of that. So, hopefully he don't flood the market, but usually what he did the last time he did this was he started doing collab mixtapes, because I know he did one with Gucci Mane, and that shit was crazy.
1-on-1-7 versus the World.
Yeah. Why you say 1-on-1-7, then?
That's what it was.
10-17.
I say numbers individually. I'm weird.
I feel the same way. I do acronyms. I just pronounce the sound of the letter. So if it's KFC, I say kafuckle. I do that all the time. I don't care.
Oh, so we were right too. He released 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2020.
I told you.
So he was releasing a project every year.
I remember Love is Rage 2 came out.
I remember when Love is Rage came out, bro. That was
a mixtape. I was in there.
Yeah, 7-8. Oh goddamn, that's the bitch that I want. Yeah,
like, but anything. Well, dang, you gave kind of like your clothes and stuff.
Yo, I got a question. What made you pop to Uzi when you first came out?
What made me pop to him? I stayed on mixtapes. I always download the whatever with the freshest mixtape.
You don't know who I was for real?
Nah, I don't even think either I was listening, either I was on Uzi Heavy.
I heard
once. Or my brother was on Uzi Heavy, but I remember the first song that I was vibing to off of Uzi was Top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I remember I put people on the football team on
One our homies, Deshaun.
No, not Deshaun. It was, I ain't gonna say the name, but I put a lot of people on the football team at the time.
I know I was putting people, anybody that would like put some headphones in and listen, I'd be like, hey, bro, check this out.
I was waiting till you hopped in that Tonka, that truck. I'll put it on there. I'd be like, man, listen to this. Then when bass start hit.
Yo, yeah. Hey, I would do that because I had a big in high school. I'd wait till like, we'd be in a classroom, like a computer lab or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had some dang speakers. I always knew how to change the bass on the speakers in the computer. So I had a bass knocking in the computer lab. I turned, oh, goddamn, that's the bitch that I wanted. Like, it went crazy. We had the white kids going crazy in the classroom. Everybody was bumping their heads like, what the fuck is that?
Well, you said the white kids, like, we had hella white kids.
We had two white kids.
I was about to say.
The white kids were going hard, though. The bass shook the mayonnaise at their system on God.
That's all I got to say on it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, John.
Thank you, Uzi, for blessing the world with your tape, bro. All
right, peace.
I look forward to see what else comes.